Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bobby Ramos. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Randy Lurch. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Randy Lurch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Bradley. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ron Reynolds. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Scott Holman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Scott Holman. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ramos and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo misplays the ball. That's an error on Oquendo. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to second. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo takes first base on ball four. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Reynolds and he is safe. Raines steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holman moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oquendo hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lurch bunts towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holman strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Wallach moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn bunts in front of the plate. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ramos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradley, who is chasing the ball. Ramos reaches third base with a triple. Wallach scores. Cromarty goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Expos. Doug Sisk now pitching. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lurch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor bunts towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Little moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Little moves to third. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallach is hit by the pitch. Mike Phillips pinch runs for Tim Wallach. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Little scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Cromartie moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Mike Phillips now playing third base. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradley moves to second. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to third. Oquendo moves to second. Tucker Ashford pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tucker Ashford. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Staub reaches second base with a double. Bradley scores. Oquendo scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to home to get Reynolds. Stogg moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ramos and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Reardon moves to second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reardon moves to third. Raines moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ron Reynolds. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.